This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Everybody's doing it.
And welcome to another Tuesday evening of The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we delve into the dating game and discuss all things about being single, fabulous, and dating in the world we live in. I'm Michelle de Klerk, and I have my partners in crime, John Wintle.
Hola and hello.
And Tan.
I never say g'day.
Tan. Hi.
Where's your traffic update, Tanya?
Yeah, the roads are looking pretty good out the window.
Fantastic. Nice to see. Thanks for that. Yep. So tonight, we've got a few things to talk about. We're talking about love letters to oneself. Mm-hmm. Johnny, you and I wrote a love letter to ourselves.
Yes.
Inspired by Tanya's love letter last week.
I gave myself a very big hug and I went, Johnny, I love you so much. We'll see how that turned out.
Did you say your eyes are all right?
No,
because I don't think they are. We're also talking about something that came up during the week.
Oh, yep.
Well, bit of online scamming,
but, well,
we need to discuss.
That's debatable.
It's very debatable.
Yeah.
And also we want to talk about a topic that one of our listeners wrote in and asked. How soon is it too soon to be exclusive?
That's from our very special listener, Tanya. Not to be confused with Traffic Tanya.
No. I only do the roads.
Don't do much else.
Oh, two burns in the opening segment.
Okay, well, let's talk about love letters.
Yeah.
Okay. Johnny, did you write a love letter to yourself during the week?
Look, I can't believe it. Sit into your seats, guys, because I did my homework.
Whoa.
Well, I couldn't actually make it to the gym, but being armed and inspired by the fabulous Oprah, I thought, whoa. To heck with it. I'm going to give this a go.
And we know John actually did his homework because it's typed and printed, whereas Michelle's looks a bit scribbly.
You know what?
Mine's only half done.
I want it to be like to sound a bit impromptu and you just wrecked the effect.
Sorry.
Look, I know I had it in PDF format in Times New Roman double spaced 10 point.
Mine was on computer. It's fine.
But let's get on with it.
All right.
So, love letter to myself. Dear John.
Recreate the mood.
Recreate the mood.
You put some mood music on.
Got no mood. Just read it. Yeah, we've got a mood to go with.
All right, go, Johnny.
Okay. But I really did want like some mood music.
Yeah, you need some background music, like some a bit of not violin, harmonica in the background.
Mm-hmm. Falling asleep already, waiting for you. Just read it.
Okay, come on.
Drum roll.
Dear John, well, it's not often I get to tell you how I feel. Because often you are too busy chattering away that I can't get a word in edgeways. But never fear, I've found a solution to this. I've been told that I need to write a letter to you, and that is exactly what I'm doing. I love you so much, John. I will always be here for you while others come and go, and I will cry for you when life is kicking you in the guts, and I will share with you every joyous moment of your life. One thing that I haven't done very well in the past is to take care of you. I'm working really hard to change that because I want you to grow and develop into a great rounded person. I want you to be able to look back on your life and make you realize that you have had an awesome journey. I don't want you to have doubt in your life. Doubt causes you to falter, and ultimately going into the wrong direction is not as bad as being dead in the water. I don't want you to ever think that anyone is better than you. We have all been made different, and we all need to realize that we are all awesome at being ourselves. If everything becomes too hard in this universe and you really feel that you don't have the energy or will to go on, think about me and keep moving forward. To become stagnant is to accept mediocrity, and you have been made for awesome things. Love, JPW. Oh, hang on. P.S. can you please stop wearing flannos? Even I'm sick of seeing them.
Okay. All right.
Was that all right? So, yep. I don't know. What's my feedback?
So feedback. First of all, you started by bagging yourself and then you finished by bagging yourself. So that's not quite love. And I felt like it was also a bit more of a motivational letter rather than a love letter. Like, come on, John, get off the couch and do something, like Tony Robbins style.
John, what are you doing? Like, go to the gym. Yeah.
And, I think the length of it means you definitely love yourself. Like, it was a long love letter, so in detail. So that's good. But maybe a bit more about how much you love your features and your personality rather than...
Features?
Come on, get off the couch and let's go water skiing or something.
Features? You know? I don't know about that. I don't know if I agree with you, Tanya.
No, not just physical features, like personality features as well.
I think we should get our listeners to contact us and tell us what they thought about my letter.
What did Michelle think of that letter?
I don't care what she thought about my letter.
I fell asleep. Listeners, if you have something to say about John's love letter, SMS 0427 JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
And don't forget, you can also send us a message about what you think on our Facebook page. Simply go to joy.org.au/singlelife. Click on the Like Us on Facebook link and go ahead and write whatever message you want. I'm looking forward to it and watching our Facebook screen right now.
Why don't you write us a love letter?
Yeah. Let's get a listener love letter.
I want someone to write us a love letter. Hang on. I'm done with writing myself a love letter.
Are they writing a love letter about themselves or about us?
No, to us.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Telling us what they think about us.
Who wouldn't want a gay man, a straight woman, and a gay woman?
I know.
Well, all in one go.
Right away, people. Right away.
We're the full package. I mean, you couldn't ask for more.
Mixed bag here.
Get a bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a licorice all sort. Yep. You're the licorice, Michelle.
You people are the all sorts. You're the bit. You guys are the mixed bag.
Yeah, we're a bit different.
Well, do you want to hear my love letter?
All right,
Is it going to be better than mine?
No.
Okay.
I think she wrote this on the tram.
I'll be honest, I don't have time for this.
She wrote it on the back of a Coles receipt.
I'm waiting for someone to write me a love letter. Why should I have to write myself one?
All right, go on.
Dear Michelle, your eyes are blue. They're blue like the ocean. God, you're amazing. That's all I wrote.
That is.
Didn't you write like love Michelle or something?
Nah, you know what? I got bored.
No, I'm PS. Like, how could you not have a PS?
I don't think I need to write myself a love letter. I'm happy with myself.
Oh. She just lost interest and moved on, clearly.
I did.
So you're cheating on yourself.
Well, I was. I even printed out other people's love letters that I found on the internet. And I thought, no, I can't palm this off as my own.
You were busy looking at cat memes, weren't you?
We moved on.
I don't know, Michelle. I don't know if I really want to put forward the Joy contact details for your love letter because I think that it's not worthy of feedback.
How about would you like to finish Michelle's love letter? Yeah. Or even start it?
Send me a love letter. I'm more about receiving. I want someone to send me a love letter.
Now, of course, it's probably the appropriate time to point out that we actually have a prize to give out tonight, which will be happening later on in the show. But just to give you some details, it's double pass to a movie, Only God Forgives, which is a stylish revenge thriller.
Ooh.
Perfect date material, I must say.
Mm.
Julian,
I've heard it's quite violent.
Nothing says love like, you know,
revenge,
attacking
murder,
each other.
Revenge.
Come on, let's killing. Let's give it a chance.
And Ryan Gosling thrown in there.
Oh.
Julian, a drug smuggler thriving in Bangkok's criminal underworld, sees his life get even more complicated when his mother compels him to find and kill whoever is responsible for his brother's recent death.
Mm, romantic. Mm,
that doesn't sound romantic, but it's definitely something that we should go out and see. Melbourne International Film Festival.
Okay.
Got a double pass. Will be coming out sometime tonight, so keep your ears peeled.
Hey, look, it's a Hollywood movie. I'd go.
Why not?
Why not?
Hey, we've just got an SMS in from Nick. I think this is a fake SMS. P.S. It goes, I love John's letter. It was positive and sweet.
Yep.
P.S. John has a sexy voice. John, whoa, stop texting yourself. Double checking that number.
Come on.
I'm pretty sure that's his boyfriend.
Yeah. No. Pete, stop it. Come on. Stop making up fake names. We all know.
Oh, dear. Mm. Yeah. Right. Well, we're all love lettered out from Michelle's long letter.
I know. I need a break.
It was so long.
Oh, I need some time out.
Let's do it.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Oh, good.
Oh, welcome back. Cool. That's a good welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
I tell you, that Colby Calais song had a bit of an African flavour at the end, wouldn't you say?
Oh, African.
Possibly in that from Nigeria or something.
Potentially. We might be talking about that a bit later.
Yeah.
So we've had a few SMSs.
Oh, stop it.
Let's just go through. JPW, I think it was great. Obviously referring to the love letter.
Who's that?
It was honest, funny, and very sexy.
Who's that?
Pete.
Oh,
yes, the Pete.
It's Pete. The Pete.
We've also had another SMS in from the call, the Nick from before. I'm not fake. Thanks, Nick, for your confirmation.
Thanks, Nick. Very much.
Still don't believe.
Good to know.
Unless you're in the studio. That brings me to something that happened this week, actually, which is quite interesting.
Good segue. Yes.
We did get a message from yourself, Tanya, during the week saying...
Well, should I give a bit of background?
Yeah, we better give a bit of a background. Okay. So you've been saying...
Don't just leap into it.
You've been speaking to someone online.
Ease into this.
Don't peek too early.
It's very personal and very private.
You've been speaking to someone online for about a month, an antique dealer.
Yes.
And so just chatting online, haven't met up.
And she went away to Malaysia to go and get some antiques, you know, a bit of flavour over there, a bit of foreign flavour. And while she was over there, she sent me a message saying, I'm in a real bind. I can't get some of these antiques home because I need to pay tax or insurance on them. And she said, I need 550, but, you know, obviously it's hard to ask this. So any amount you can give me, you know, please. Like, I know I feel bad asking, but, you know, anything you can give me. And then...
So let's just stop there and recap. Yeah.
Sirens.
You've never met her.
No. Sirens.
She wants money.
Yep.
I know, sirens.
Sorry, is this... Yeah, this is totally ringing alarm bells to me. So keep going. What happened?
Understandably.
Were you then thinking at that point, hang on, she wants money?
Yes. No, she was thinking the photos are good.
No.
The photos look good?
No. So I write a message to Michelle and John saying, bit of advice, guys. Someone's asked me for money that I've been chatting to for a while, and I said... Obviously, I'm not giving her the money because I haven't even met her. But Michelle didn't read that part of the message.
All I saw was someone that I've never met wants $500. What should I do? I immediately call you.
No, I did not say what should I do. I said what should I say to say I'm not giving you this money politely because I don't want to ruffle any feathers in case she's real. So anyway.
She was hot.
Well, we've seen three photos. One with a trapping cone. One with a chicken. So the photos must be real.
Well,
and one with a disgusting look on her face. She's not fake.
And the point I would make is when it's a scammer, they always use... All their photos are always model, like supermodels. They never put up a dodgy photo.
No, the scammers have gone a different way now. They've realised that everyone puts up model
photos.
The
scammers
photos.
Aren't actually that
they've
smart.
They've gone the real route.
The traffic cone sounds pretty smart. Sus. No, that sounds sus to me.
They're not that smart. But anyway, so Michelle gets my message without reading the important part. She just
Opening up an abuse.
She just sees somebody wants money and she rings up and says, don't you dare give her any money. It's a scammer. Keep your money. And yelled at me for a while. And
good on you, MDK.
And then a few days later for dinner. A few days later, it was a drug lord. So,
you know, we need to play it up a bit.
But anyway, so she's like, it's a scammer. You're getting catfished. It's ridiculous. I said, Michelle,
this is a fake person.
I said, read the message. I'm not giving her any money. So anyway, I ended up writing her a really long message asking, you know, or just saying, I can't give you the money because we haven't met. And, you know, I don't even have internet banking set up. It's a fact. I know.
No
right?
credit card details, I hope.
No.
No?
Nothing.
Didn't get give no. out
but
date of birth?
But I'll transfer the money via Western Union. Yeah, no worries.
I said, I haven't met you, and I said, here's some options, some ideas of what you can do to get the money. Here's
but
some
this options. Is my birthday.
Not bring the antiques home or go sell your body. Like, serious. Come on.
Exactly, Michelle. What if this is a real person and
borrow
she had to go
off someone
and
else.
Sell herself to pay for something? So I did suggest that. Anyway, so at the end of the day, I didn't hear from her for 3 days, and then all of a sudden she came online. I didn't respond. She just said hi. Now, usually if it's a scammer and you've said, no, I'm not giving you the money flat out, they never message you again. They delete their profile. They completely disappear.
I don't know about
that. Totally disagree.
Well, okay, I don't know hang about on. That. Here's me who's been internet dating for, say, 5+ years, and you two who haven't really done much of it.
I absolutely disagree with that.
Maybe John.
I strongly disagree with that statement.
Have you been doing it for a while then?
Yes.
Okay, well, Michelle hasn't.
I'm not.
So she's
I'm not
got
well,
no
idea. No, she struggled to set up a internet dating profile. She's in the real, baby. She likes what? To do things the real
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I like to meet face
take
to face.
Take me out for dinner. I don't want to pay.
They can't take you to dinner on the internet. That's true.
So who is this woman? So you say she's an antique dealer.
Yes. Well, yep.
All right. I just want to ask some questions.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you've been chatting online for a month.
Yeah.
Where does she live?
I can't really.
She lives in Melbourne?
Yeah, it's around
okay,
the,
she lives okay. in Melbourne.
It's around the Box Hill area.
She lives in Melbourne. Yep. Have you got her phone number?
No, I don't.
Valid. You've never spoken to her?
Well, obviously, I've just started chatting to her, and then she's gone, I'm going to Malaysia for 2 weeks, and we'll talk when she gets back. But I was so annoyed from not hearing from her for days after my nice email that I just ignored her when she did come online. We will talk again, and the way of finding out if she's a real person is to actually arrange a meeting, and if she puts the meeting off or doesn't come, then you know she's fake.
I challenge
Simple.
You.
Simple.
Create a meeting this week.
I will. Absolutely.
I think this person's fake.
Yeah, and we're going to nip it in the bud.
Does she know that you're actually on the single life on Joy 94.9?
Hopefully not, because this will, if she is real, this will kill it for certain.
I just wanted to point that out.
But
maybe it's pertinent.
If someone is asking you for money and they haven't met you.
Yeah. Well, look.
Would you not think, this is not someone I really want to be with?
Obviously, that was off-putting. However, you don't have to think of them as a relationship person. Then you could think of them as maybe some fun or, you know what I mean, like something casual, you know?
And just hope that when they stay over, they don't steal your money out of your wallet.
I won't
go through. You wake up and they're going through your bedside drawer.
Or furthermore, your chickens. we wouldn't want them stealing your chickens. I'm just looking out for you, Tan.
I'm only going to take shrapnel.
Your chickens and your witch's hats.
Tan, have
make sure you lock them away.
Pieces, okay. That's it.
Like I said, I've been online for whatever, 5+ years, and I've never been scammed for money before. I know when I'm getting scammed.
Doesn't matter if you've been on there for 5 years or
yeah,
5 minutes.
But why would it suddenly happen after 5 years? You know, it would have happened before then.
No, I don't
know. No, because I'm actually good. I'm actually good at spotting these people usually. Catfishers are more.
This one's just screaming money rorter.
Mm. Yeah, no, because if she was a money rorter, she would have just said, I need all 500 of it. She wouldn't have said, oh, just give me whatever, $10, anything.
No, I think what? She's trying her luck to see how much she can get round one and then see if you're going to fall for
but
it.
But if I've told her I don't have internet banking, how am I going to get the money to her?
Western Union. There's money transfer options.
Well, she didn't. If she was really a scammer, she would have suggested that when I said I don't have internet banking.
No, I don't think so, because that's too obvious.
Well, no, because if you
John?
Want the money.
Yeah, I think maybe there could be like a more subtle approach that might twinge at your heartstrings a little bit.
Yeah but which is what she's doing now.
But she doesn't know that we're talking about her on the radio.
In a nice way, I think you're being played.
No, because if I was being played, I would have given her some money.
No,
but there's still other opportunities. So you're still hanging around.
No, because Dad said I'm not giving her any money. So
now, but Dad said, you know, she started the to put the feelers out to see what you're like, and you're still hanging around. So
No, because I ignored her when she came online and said hi. So
there's been no contact since she
there has.
Since that
she said hi. And I left it, and I've sent her an email just saying, hey, what happened with the whole debacle in Malaysia? And I'm reasonably convinced from talking to her. In our chats, we talked about how she used to have a business with her ex-girlfriend, an antique business. Yeah. And then when they broke up, the girlfriend got the lion's share of the business. So it's sort of like it was a very realistic story. I know that's what scammers have. They have a good story. But like I say, if we meet, we will know.
All right. Well, I'm interested to hear your thoughts out there. So SMS 0427 joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Is it a scammer or is it not a scammer? The best email will win, John.
Oh, yes. The best email. who can help us figure out if Tanya's current love or otherwise interest is it
a catfish or is it not a catfish?
Is it a scammer or is it not a scammer?
Or as Michelle, let us know. Or as Michelle would say, is it a catnapper?
Alternatively, you can leave us a message on our Facebook page, joy.org.au/singlelife, and scroll down to like us on Facebook. So get onto it, guys. We want to hear what your thoughts are. Now, do we have any messages there in the inbox there at the moment, MDK?
Yeah, well, we actually have a few about the catfishing, so let's just ponder over those and we'll be right back.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we're talking about Tanya and her being scammed.
Possibly.
Well, you've got an opinion there, obviously.
The SMS and emails are running hot.
We've been inundated.
We have been. So I'm just going to read through a few of them.
Okay. My emails have been smouldering this evening.
All right.
I don't really know why.
It's not all about you and your emails. It's about these emails. So, the first one, Tim. Mm-hmm. This screams scam, Tanya. Scam.
Very firm, Tim.
Pete,
Tim's message, was it uppercase
the second time? The second scam was uppercase.
You could tell.
So uppercase. He was yelling at you.
There was exclamation points everywhere.
Pete, oh my lord, ...
Hang on, is that the Pete or is
that
another
Pete? I think it might be the Pete.
Was it three dots? Three dots means serious.
Well, it was three dots.
I think that's actually called an ellipsis
Two dots is indifferent, three dots is whoa.
So we've got Nick. Nick's back.
Ah, Nick's back.
Oh, yep. She's such a scammer. Or should I say he? Dump him.
Possibly.
Nice. That is nice. I like that.
Possibly a man.
Shirley. Hi, Shirley. Shirley says, see how far you can take it. So I'm not sure if that means you, Tanya. Right. See how far you can take it or the scammer.
Yeah. Mm. More info, Shirl.
Shirl's
neighbourhood. What's going on?
And this is my personal favourite from Alex. Seems legit. Mm-hmm. I'm in need of $500 for a knee operation. Please wire some money ASAP, Tanya.
All right. My bank account number is...
Oh, come on.
Oh, we're on air.
Yes.
Whoops.
We've also got a few messages off topic.
Oh, dear.
Yes. So Aaron says hi from New Zealand. Hi, Aaron.
Oh, hi, Aaron.
And Megan. So Megan says, so what would I have to do to get myself someone a wingman for me in Melbourne this weekend?
Oh, all right.
Well, you might have to figure out who's going to win tonight's prize.
And take them.
Or suggest something.
Be a guy.
Take them to a murder movie.
We were talking last week about wingmanning and Megan messaged in. So, yeah, if she's game, we can...
Megan! Sounds like Tan's game too.
Hang on, no, I'm game to be a wingman.
Yeah. Well, I can't assist because I'll be in the Greek islands.
Of course you will be. Yeah. That's great. You just bail on on Tanya
just
the poor signal.
Leave me with my bank account trained. you got to Greece.
So if I send you a message saying I'm in need of money, will you help me? We know each other.
Yeah, we do. So it's possible.
I've just had this realization. I just can't help but think that this person that's scamming the money out of you, Tanya, is Michelle.
Well, when she just asked to borrow money, I just thought, hang on, she's already a scammer. Like
scamming, I'm upfront about it.
That's probably not a wise
idea. Fun holiday.
Oh, my eyes are watering. I can't control myself. Gosh.
So we're still asking people, is it a catfish or is it not a catfish? Or
is Tanya being scammed? Yeah. Like, is this person for real?
Is she an antique dealer or is she not an antique dealer?
Is it a man or a woman? Is it someone international? They don't really live in Greensboro or wherever they live. Can't even remember. Apologies for everyone in Greensboro.
You did say about this person that they were an online antique dealer, and to me that just, it seems dodgy. My alarm bells go off at that because I know that, like, when you know you're around antiques, things are a bit clapped out, and you might not get the quality that you're really after unless you can see, touch, and feel the merchandise. Yeah, it doesn't seem legit that anyone would want to buy an antique off the internet.
It's as simple. It's as simple as meeting them. Even if I meet them, they're not a scammer. No scammer would meet you. No.
Well, you haven't met them. That's the whole issue.
Well, obviously, if I get there and it's...
Challenge. What's the challenge?
Obviously, if I get there and it's some guy, obviously I'll know that she's full of it, basically. Mm. So the challenge...
Yeah, the guy's full of it. Yeah.
The challenge this week...
Okay, they're a scammer now. I've got my credit card.
The challenge this week is to actually meet them. And if it doesn't happen, then we'll know.
Simple. No, I don't like that.
Why not?
John, can you go with her when she goes and meets the cat?
No, you just
I don't even reckon there'll be a meeting.
You just meet in a public... And that will then prove the point that this is not a real person.
I just think that, this person is not real.
Tim's,
and they're probably just trying to play it as long as they can possibly take it. You're going on the ride of your life, Tanya, and it's going to end with them ripping your credit card out of your purse.
No, because I'm not going to let them touch my purse. And I'm just going to fill my wallet full of shrapnel, and that way they can't hurt me.
5 cent pieces.
5 cent pieces. Just leave a little trail of 5 cent pieces behind you.
They can't hurt me, obviously. Yeah. I'll just not show up with my wallet. Oops, I forgot it.
Mm.
And you're paying for dinner. Scammer.
Total scammer.
Scam away. So I want to talk about another topic, totally off topic.
Mm. Okay.
Since you're getting scammed is frustrating me, we need to move on and we'll just see how this plays out. I'm interested to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Mm. So I think that we need to talk about the topic that we were going to, how soon is it too soon to be exclusive?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And which Tanya messaged in. What is an appropriate amount of time to date someone before having the talk? So everyone can maybe ponder on that.
Yeah.
And we will come back after these short messages.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. We're about to talk about how soon is it too soon to be exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
But before we delve into that topic, we have had a few messages via Facebook, actually.
Oh.
So the first one was from Tanya, whose topic it is tonight.
Not me.
No,
go on you, Tanya.
Not you.
She's actually one of my favourite fans in the show. She is pretty awesome.
Oh, thanks, John.
Just want to say that.
I love your love letter, John, but Tanya does have a point too. You could have acknowledged your awesomeness more.
How dare you?
Like, it was, like I say, it was more like a pump up than a love letter. It was like, come on, get out of bed, you.
Come on.
I do need that.
Make your way to...
You need to pump up to get out of bed, John.
Mm-hmm.
We've also had Megan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Megan's messaged in. Megan's actually messaged in a few messages, but one here it says, everyone's getting burned tonight. Ha ha. John's letter was good, though he did bag himself a bit. Better than what I would write myself.
Yeah.
Oh, you Megan, should give it a go, Megan.
You need to write yourself a love letter, Megan.
Give it a go. It's actually quite worthwhile.
She also continues that by saying, I've been burned enough times since Friday and I'd be up for buying drinks this weekend. I can scam myself.
Mm. Oh, I love that.
All righty then. I don't know, but we're going to find out.
Let's move on and let's talk about how soon is it too soon to be exclusive? What is an appropriate amount of time to date someone before having the talk?
Okay, so how long would it be appropriate?
Even need to have the talk?
What is the talk? Describe the talk, because I need to be clear on what that
the
is.
The talk is, are we together or not? Are you my boyfriend? Are you my girlfriend?
Exclusive?
Can I see other people?
Yeah, we're not seeing other people.
What's going on?
Is it just me?
I know people. Okay. I know people that if somebody asked that, that puts them right off. Like,
oh, definitely.
But so you've got to admit, sometimes you do need to say it. You do need to say, "Hey, what's going on? We're spending every day together. Are we actually? Can I call you my girlfriend now?"
For you know really? What? If it's too much and it's turning you off them, I think that kind of means that you're not actually that into them. No.
Oh, I love that. I love that whole the philosophy of they're not that into you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't, because you know what? If someone said to me, if I was into someone and I was keeping my feelings undercover and they said to me, I want you to be exclusive with me. I think you're amazing. Mm. God, I'd be like, oh, yeah, hello. But if I wasn't that into them, I'd be like, back off, buddy.
See you later.
Too much.
I'm outies.
Okay. So it's okay to mention it. If you actually like them.
Definitely.
So how long... So now I know what this milestone is. So how do we get to this milestone? Oh, how long is it?
The phones are going crazy.
Well, it could be 2 minutes. Like, yeah. I'm happy for someone to say it straight out. You're amazing. Let's be exclusive. If they're amazing. Mm. But if they're not amazing, I'm not interested.
But I
want the talk.
You need to get to know them. How would you know that they're amazing if you don't know who they are?
This is a situation maybe where you've been going out for a while and then you just want to make sure, hey, I was talking about you the other day and I said you were my girlfriend. Is that okay?
Mm.
Can I...
Do you reckon that's weird?
Yeah, what? That's not really
I think
that
that's
forward.
Weird. But it's not weird because maybe they want to be polyamorous or something. So you don't know.
No, I don't like that talk.
I can be
straight up. Like, say, are you my boyfriend? Are you my girlfriend?
This is a really awesome reverse segue here, but I'm starting to understand how you got scammed.
What? I haven't been scammed. Okay, let's make this clear. I haven't been scammed yet. I haven't given anything.
Until we have confirmation, she is not being scammed.
I would say, I don't know. I'm going to change the subject now because we can't go back to being scammed. We've clapped that subject out.
So new relationships. Let's move on from Tanya. We know she's been scammed. In our minds, it's clear.
I'm telling you right
we'll
now.
Just let her wait another
if
week.
You're
to
with
find
a traffic
out.
Cone and a chicken. You are not a fake. That is too raw.
She's referring
that
to
is too,
pictures.
Too
that
raw
she's seen.
And unattractive to be real.
Look, I don't know how raw you want to call pictures with a lady and a traffic cone in it.
It's not
it doesn't
hot.
Seem right to me. It does not seem like something you would put on a profile.
Who goes? John's being scammed now too. Being swayed.
Who goes, ooh, roadwork, hot. No, sorry.
Lots of people.
Hello, village
tradies
people.
Holding a stop sign.
Yeah, but there's no
tradies.
There's no tradies. This is just traffic cones. Anyway.
Okay. No. Anyway, how soon is too soon? So I think it isn't really a time-dependent thing. I reckon it really depends on the feelings you have for that person. And while it might take a week or in MDK's case, immediately, or maybe in Tanya's case, like never.
I'm getting stick from the IT nerd. I don't think so.
Like it's all depends on how you like what the chemistry is like with that person. And I suppose you need to be really honest with yourself. What is that chemistry you have with that other person?
I mean, sometimes when you meet someone, there's an instant connection and you just feel like, boom, this is going somewhere. You've got
one.
A feeling, that it's happening. And then I think sometimes that it can just be implied that you two are exclusive.
Hmm.
I've never actually sat down with anyone and had the talk. It's just always been implied. Well,
I do get that warm and fuzzy feeling with you ladies in the studio every Tuesday night, the single life. I actually quite enjoy that the buzz and the romance with the lights nice and low in Studio 3. I've got MDK on one side, Tanya on the other, the lovely ladies. What could I complain about? I mean, come on. Right.
Thanks for the compliment, but that was a bit weird.
Totally weird. Are you writing a love letter?
Sorry, I was scamming you, Tanya.
I recently... I actually thought I was going out with someone and we were going out on date-like activities. We were going to shows and stuff and then they were like, no, this isn't dating because I don't want a date at the moment. But they felt... we're acting exactly as you would on a date. They were looking into my eyes and googly and all that sort of stuff.
So what was it?
Exactly. It was nothing. So that's why you have to ask sometimes because it's not... people aren't always clear.
Okay.
So you got to qualify.
You need to qualify. You need to be sure what is going on.
That's right. So, yeah, there's a bit of a grey area. And, yes, my scammer has been very affectionate, over-affectionate. Possibly you could call a love monster because...
She wants your money.
No, it's, you know, I'm not just getting called babe. I'm getting, like, love hearts in the back of the chat window.
No money, no honey.
And as John would say, with the lesbians and the whole exclusiveness thing, there's usually a U-Haul situation where they're trying to move in very quickly. But I would argue that these days things have changed and now it's all about the passion dash and there's no commitment at all. There's not even getting to the point where people are asking if they're exclusive or not.
Are you sure that's not just you that's into the passion dash?
Go to a nightclub, go to a gay nightclub, and you see people, they'll hook up with five people in one night. They're not looking for any exclusivity. It's just, it's all over the shop. It's no one looking for commitment these days.
Is there, in certain relationships, I guess, like... For me, I would always want to wait for the guy to bring that sort of thing up because I don't want to scare them off.
Yeah, I guess so. You don't want
to... Are you guys inclined to wait for the other person to say something so not to scare anyone off?
I don't think you can scare... Like you said, if you like someone, it wouldn't scare them off. They'll stay.
So if you're holding back, you think, oh, I might scare them off, then it's probably not right anyway because there's something probably holding the other person back.
They're sitting there like Michelle going, don't ask me if we're exclusive.
Don't ask me any questions, whatever, just buy me dinner.
That's so you, Michelle. Yes.
It is not.
So I think that wraps up our show. I wish we could talk more about Tanya's suggested topic this evening, but I really think that we're out of time this evening, MDK.
We are. And you know what? I have to go and pack my bags for Greece.
Oh, you're such a posh.
Flying off Friday night. So it's you next week, you and Tanya.
This is it.
I wish I could be here to hear all about the scammer. Make sure you keep me up to date.
I'll update you on Facebook.
Please do. While I'm lying on the Greek island.
Michelle's going to upload.
With your money. I mean.
Tanya won't be able to come in because of Mikey that would have been scammed too.
I'll have no money to drive in. So you'll have to remote me.
You'll have nothing. You've got nothing left.
Well. Yeah, my dignity. No.
I don't even think you've got that after this show.
Michelle's going to upload some photos of a girl with traffic cones that looks like the girl.
No, we're not uploading any traffic girl. So thanks everyone for listening to another week on The Single Life on Joy 94.9. I've had fun sharing Tanya's scamming story.
And my love letter.
And my half-finished love letter. So please,
you lost interest.
I lost a lot of interest. So please, if you've got a love letter that you'd like to share, why don't you send it in via Facebook?
All you have to do is go to joy.org.au/singlelife, scroll down and you'll see the Like Us on Facebook link. If you hit that and you sent us a message with your most endearing love letter, either to yourself or the gorgeous hosts, including myself or the lovely ladies of The Single Life, then... Yep. Feel free, send it through. And Tanya, I think
just
you have
before
something to
say. Just before we leave, we want to award the prize. Nick.
Yes, but Nick needs to be a joint member and he needs to give us more details like his last name and all
Nick,
that sort of stuff.
You're a bit of an elusive one. Are you a scammer too?
Yeah, be careful, Nick.
SMS in your details, my friend, because we want
to
give away the two
scam.
Free passes.
He's going to give us a fake bank account to wire the prize to.
for the free movie tickets. Gee. Oh, he's going to take all our money. So that wraps up another week on Joy 94.9, The Single Life. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And I'll be back in September. But next week, you have John and Tanya.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.